兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
And 耶稣为我。
Jesus for me.
耶稣为我。
Jesus for me.
每时候每处所耶稣为我。
Every time, anywhere, Jesus for me.
真的我们的主他何等的怜悯我们。
How our Lord has mercy on us.
他也非常关心我们。
And how he cares for us.
任何一个时候任何一个地方我们的主都在那里与我们同在。
Doesn't matter where you are, doesn't matter when it is, he is with us.
对不管在什么样的情况之下我们就是专心的仰望我们的主。
So doesn't matter what condition we're in, let's focus on our Lord.
早上跟弟兄姊妹一起交通这样的一个主题就是主耶稣与门徒在山上的日子。
This morning, we are going to talk about when Jesus and his disciples are on the mountain.
那我们会读的经文是在马太福音第五章第一节到第二节。
We'll be reading Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
那还有第七章的28跟29节。
Chapter 7, verse 28 and 29.
那马太福音第八章第一节到第四节。
And also Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 through 4.
那在这一段的经文里面呢我们可以看到
Now, these verses, a couple of things you can see.
那一些人他们非常稀奇主耶稣基督的教训。
There are some people, they're really curious about the teaching of Jesus.
因为他们发现主耶稣的教训好像那个有权柄的人。
Because they thought that this teaching is with authority.
所以当我们读马太福音第五章、第六章、第七章的时候。
So when we read of the books of Matthew, chapter 5, 6 or 7.
那我们也确实可以发现到主耶稣的话语真的带着恩高的教训。
We also see that his words are with anointed oil.
我们先来读第五章的第一节跟第二节。
So first let's read Matthew chapter 5, 1 and 2.
耶稣看见这许多人就上了山既已坐下门徒到他跟前来他就开口教训他们说。好，那下面呢就开始有耶稣许多的教训就包含在第五章第六章第七章里面。
And then chapter 5, 6 and 7, then are Jesus' teaching.
我们来看第七章28跟29节我们一起来读。
7, 28 and 29 together.
耶稣讲完了这些话众人都稀奇他的教训因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人不像他们的文士。所以呢这一段经文的背后有一个背景。
So in these verses, there is a background behind it.
这就是主耶稣来到世上之后他受魔鬼的试探40日之后。
And when Jesus came to this world after he passed the temptations of the devil for 40 days and nights.
他在地上招聚了一批的门徒。
And he called a group of disciples.
不但如此他走遍他生活的地方加利利一带地方。
And not only that, he also walked over his birthplace Galilee.
所以他就把天国的福音还有医治的全能带给世人。
So he started to bring the authority of the heavenly word and also his healing to the people.
所以众人看到这样的果效就来跟从神跟从主耶稣。
So after people saw what Jesus can do, they start following Jesus.
可是呢主耶稣还是选择到山上去。
But that, at that time, Jesus chose to go up onto a mountain.
那时候门徒也跟着上山。
And he brought with him his disciples.
所以这一段经文的背景呢主耶稣主要的教导对象是门徒。
So, in this, the background of these verses, Jesus' focus is to teach his disciples.
也就是这些做学生的。
And all those are his students.
所以呢在讲话之中呢慢慢我们发现也有其他的人开始加入这样的聚会。
And you see that in his teachings, slowly more people came and joined his disciples.
所以我们看到就是当耶稣讲完这些话变成众人都稀奇他的教训。
So after Jesus he finished his teachings, there was now a crowd that were amazed.
所以他们感到主耶稣的教训像那个有权柄的人。
And they see his teaching as someone having authority.
不像当时他们所接触到的文士法利赛人。
And not as just the scribes or the Pharisees.
所以我们发现主耶稣的教训充满了权柄。
So we see that Jesus' teaching is with authority.
是那么的有力量。
Is with power.
是那么的直接。
Is directly to the point.
又带着影响力而出去。
And also brought with him influential words.
所以我们可以知道主耶稣他所说的话就是一个权威。
So we know that what Jesus speaks of his words is with power.
他不再用那个旧约的条例来约束人。
And he no longer used the commandments from the Old Testament to constrain people.
他来到世上 用那个新约里面的爱来影响人。
But he used his love in the New Testament to affect people.
所以很明显的，主耶稣在山上的时候，他讲话的对象是那些做门徒的。
So obviously, Jesus started his teachings for his disciples.
所以如果我们看马太福音这三章圣经的时候，常常主耶稣都说你们，你们，你们。
So in Matthew 5, 6 and 7, Jesus will always call his address his people as you guys.
或是有时候就说到你，你，你这样一个个别的对象。
Maybe he would address it as you, as one individual.
所以呢，主耶稣要告诉这些门徒，在这个新约的时代里面，他们到底应该怎么样在地上实践父神的心意。
So in this teaching, Jesus wants his disciples to understand how they can carry out his teaching.
所以呢，当我们读这段话的时候，我们就从做门徒的角度来思考。
So when we read these couple chapters, let's put on the perspective of a disciple.
所以呢，当主耶稣的教训一出来的时候，他首先呢就告诉门徒，你们有什么样的奖赏。
So in the beginning, when Jesus starts his teaching, the first thing he mentioned is, what is the reward of following my teaching?
也许应该说，做门徒所得到的祝福是什么。
Maybe in other words, we should say, what is the blessing you will receive as a disciple?
所以今天有一批人，他们来跟从主耶稣，他们先必须明白，到底跟从主耶稣基督有什么样的价值。
So for these people, the first thing Jesus wants them to understand is that if they choose to follow him, what blessing will they receive?
今天我们也是一样，如果我们拣选跟从主耶稣基督，到底有什么样的价值呢？
So it is the same for us. If we choose to follow Jesus, what value will it come with?
所以我们在这里可以看到，就是主耶稣把门徒视为一群属天的人。
So here Jesus treats his disciples as heavenly people.
虽然主耶稣才刚刚召聚了他们，
even though Jesus just called up on them,
还不到三年的时间，
not even for more than 3 years,
只是刚刚把他们招来做学生，要他们来跟从他。
And these disciples just started being a student of Jesus.
所以在一开始的时候，主耶稣就把这个属天的人应该怎么样来做告诉他们。
So Jesus in the very beginning would start teaching them as they are the heavenly people.
对，主耶稣盼望他们是一群虚心的人。
So Jesus hoped that they are also humble students.
主耶稣希望他们是一个哀痛的人，哀痛，心里悲伤。
Oh, and Jesus also hoped that they are people with sorrow.
那主耶稣也希望他们能够做成一个温柔的人。
And Jesus also wants to make them people of meekness.
饥渴慕义的人。
People that are thirst for righteousness.
是能够连续人的人。
And people that can become merciful.
是一个清新单纯爱主的人。
And people that could be pure in heart.
这群人呢能够使人和睦。
And at the end, they can become peacemakers.
那这群人能够为义接受逼迫。
And they can also be persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
他们在地上可以忍受辱骂。
And they can take on the insults that people have on them.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们就是这一群人。
Brothers and sisters, we are these people.
我们愿不愿意按着主的教训去做属天的人呢？
Are we willing to follow these beatitudes and be heavenly people?
所以主耶稣很快的就把天上的福分告诉他们。
So Jesus started with letting them know what are the blessings.
所以当门徒愿意做这样的人的时候，属天的福分就马上带下来。
So when these students are willing to follow Christ, then these blessings can come upon them.
主耶稣告诉他们，你们做属天的人就可以活在天国里。
And then Jesus says, if you live by these teachings, then you can be a heavenly man.
在你们伤痛的时候，你们能够得到安慰。
And when you are in sorrow, you can be comforted.
所以呢，在你们虚心的时候，你们可以承受那地土。
And when you become gentle, you can inherit the earth.
所以呢，不断的主耶稣会把那连续加在我们的身上。
And then he will fill us up more and more.
这群属天的人是能够见到主面的人。
And these people that are heavenly get to meet the Lord.
所以呢，我们可以称为神的儿女。
So that we can be called children of God.
属天的子民。
Children of heaven.
得到天上极大的赏赐。
That we could receive the blessings from heaven.
这是天上的神所要赐给我们的。
And this is what the God
has. 所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们有这样的认识。
So brothers and sisters, if we have this.
这么大的祝福要赏赐给我们。
These blessings are yours.
我们的生活当然自然是喜乐的。
And then your life will be joyful.
那这次的特会。
So this summer conference.
一样，主耶稣也与我们同在。
Jesus was with us.
主到底给我们了什么祝福呢？
So what blessings have we gotten?
当我思想的时候，我就觉得一种饱足的感觉。
When I was thinking about it, I felt fulfilled.
因为不管走到哪里，我都觉得主那么的供养我们。
Because it doesn't matter where we are, Jesus is feeding us.
当我到聚会的场地，我觉得主为我们预备的实在美好。
When I was at the conference, I knew that Jesus has prepared enough for us.
我也发现主为我们预备的住宿美好。
And He has prepared for us a good living place.
主为我们预备的果实也是美好。
He has prepared for us great food.
当我们看到弟兄姊妹从各处聚集的时候，一看到弟兄姊妹也觉得美好。
And when I see brothers and sisters coming from all over the country, I feel that was great.
在当我们听到弟兄的信息的时候，心里面那样的饱足，我觉得主正是在我们的同在，在我们的中间，与我们同在。
And when I hear the teachings from the brothers, the fulfillment that I have, I know that Jesus was with us.
好像在这样的聚会里面，主耶稣就是丰丰富富的要赏赐我们。
Just like in that meeting, Jesus has prepared abundantly.
我不知道你有没有这样一个饱足的感觉。
I don't know if you are fulfilled just like I am.
在这些日子，当我思想到我们启光弟兄的见证的时候
，So every time when I thought about the testimony from Brother Sam，
那我也是觉得我们弟兄在地上做了一个美好的见证。
I feel that our brother has become a great testimony for.
在我的心里面非常的受激动。
And I was really encouraged.
我们都知道，我们为我们的弟兄祷告了许久。
And I know that we have prayed for this brother for a long time.
我们甚至希望我们的主医治我们的弟兄。
And we also ask our Lord to heal a brother.
可是当我们弟兄被主接去之后
But when our brother is taken by the Lord,
我就在那里思想我们的弟兄也不是在特会之前也不是在特会之中
Then I thought about that our brother was not taken away before the conference or during the conference
在他的里面心里有一个坚持
And we know that our brother has this determination
就是他不想影响整个的聚会
That he does not want to affect us
其实我们的弟兄心里面一直愿意参加聚会
That I knew that our brother wanted to come join us.
他一直希望能够在聚会里面与弟兄姊妹一同追求主。
And he wanted to come and pursue the Lord together.
那我也看到我们史弟兄的见证。
And I also saw the testimony of Brother Z.
当他服侍众人的时候。
And how when he served.
他不小心跌倒的时候。
When he fell.
他从讲台上跌下来的时候。
When he fell from the podium.
那我觉得我们的主真是保守我们的弟兄。
And I know that our Lord is taking care of our brother.
因为在整个的聚会里面，神就是这样保守。
And throughout this conference, Jesus was with us.
如果这一点有什么样问题
，And if anything arises,
整个的聚会就受到影响。
If anything was arise, then it would affect us.
是我看到我们的弟兄站起来立刻侍奉。
But then we knew that our brother stood up right away and continued serving.
那我也看到。在我们的聚会里面
And I also saw that during our conference,
真的主把那样的祝福赐给我们的时候就让我们预尝到一点福乐
that Jesus brought forth his blessing,
叫我们有信心继续来跟从我们的主
so that we could continue to follow him faithfully.
弟兄姊妹我们是做主门徒的人
Brothers and sisters, we are his disciples.
真的天上有许多的赏赐要赏赐给我们
Yes, there's a lot of heavenly blessings waiting for us.
可是今天我们在地上就可以先尝到
And today we can already taste it.
所以在这个山上的时候主耶稣跟他们的门徒谈论
So that's why on this mountain, Jesus is talking with his disciples.
特别讲到做门徒的特质
And talked about the characteristics of being a disciple.
第一个特质就是讲到盐的特质
First is talked about they have to be the salt of the world.
第二个特质讲到光的特质
And how have to be the light of the world.
所以主耶稣就特别告诉他的门徒属天的儿女是世上的盐
So especially Jesus talked about you are the salt of the earth.
如果属天君王的儿女在过着属世的日子
Now if the children of the heavenly kingdom become the children of the world
他的情况就好像那盐失了味道
Then it is just like a salt has now become tasteless
在世上不但没有办法发挥功效而且会被人嘲笑
And it will no longer do its work in world and be insulted by men
为什么因为这些自称基督徒的人没有基督徒的味道
Why? Because the people that are proclaimed Christians they don't have the taste of a Christian
明明是盐却没有盐的功用
Yes, you are salt, but yes, you are tasteless.
所以在末后的日子像这样的人
So that's why at the end of times for people like that
也不过就是和世人一同在神的刑罚中
Then those people are just like the worldly people.
弟兄姊妹既然我们愿意做门徒
Brothers and sisters, if we are the disciples
我们就要有门徒的功用
Then let's have the effect of
a disciple.
And in different places, let's show the work. So now the second characteristic is we are the light of the world. Then he says, Jesus said, if you are the disciples, then you should be the light of the world.
光放在家里,
if a lamp is put on a table, then the house is light up.
光是什么呢?
And what is light?
光是我们可以看见的好行为.
Light is something that we can show physically to the world.
那不是故意的要去给别人看.
Not something that we do intentionally just to seek attention.
因为光放在那里就有发光的特质.
Because if a light is there, it shines.
所以主耶稣就要让我们在这样的一个世界里面,
so Jesus asks us to be in this world.
当他把我们放在那里的时候, 光就出现.
When he put us on the table, then we shine.
所以黑暗的地方一有我们在那里, 光就照出来.
So whenever there's a light, darkness disappears.
因为主耶稣基督在我们的里面, 从我们里面照射出来.
Because Jesus is the one who is shining on us.
主是那真光.
Jesus is the true light.
所以呢, 在特会之后, 我们里面这样的特质, 真的是我们一起来追求。
So that's why after the conference, let's show our character.
我们里面要有光的特质。
Let's show the character of light.
我们里面要有盐的特质。
Let's show the character of salt.
所以我听到不少的弟兄姊妹, 当他们分享到, 参加那个家庭的工作坊的时候,
so when I hear brothers and sisters give the experience when they're in the family workshop,
他们都非常的感动,
they are all very encouraged.
那虽然我没有参加,
even though I was not part of that workshop,
可是呢, 他们说听到会流泪,
but they said that they would cry during the workshop.
他们觉得他们太晚听到,
they said that they heard the message too late.
好像弟兄分享的, 姐妹分享的,
just like whatever the brother and the sister share.
在他们的家里面又有一个盼望在那里。
It really brings hope into their family.
真的, 神的儿女坐在聚会里面, 我们就会感到那样的不一样。
So as children of God, when we come to the meeting hall, we feel different.
这出来的弟兄姊妹, 我们聚集在一起的时候, 我们就可以发现多么的不一样。
When all the brothers and sisters gather together, we feel the difference.
那我有参加, 几堂的英文聚会在会前。
And then I come to a couple English sections.
在他们的英文聚会的前半段。
And then in the first half of the English sessions.
所以内心里面的感动就是, 有一些弟兄姊妹, 他们就那么的专注在听。
And I also feel that how there are a couple brothers and sisters, they're so concentrated on the word.
可是有一些弟兄姊妹, 那他们就是坐的东倒西歪。
But then there's a lot of brothers in the back, they would go left and right.
那他们也是在那里听。
And yes, they are in the meeting room.
可是我的心里就觉得说, 为什么他们弟兄姊妹会有这样的表现?
But yet I feel that how come some of the brothers and sisters, they can't sit tight?
为什么有的弟兄姊妹会有那样的表现?
Why can some pay attention so intensely?
那在这里不是一个比较。
Now I'm not trying to compare.
我只是在思想就是说, 当这个盐, 这个光的特质发生出来的时候,
I'm only thinking that when someone has the character of the salt and the light,
是马上可以让人知道的。
You should feel it right away.
所以在我们聚会里面, 我们到底做了什么, 我们马上是可以被人看到的。
So in a meeting, whatever we learn, we should be able to show that right away.
所以呢, 在主耶稣跟门徒讲论的时候, 他特别说到一个门徒的生活。
So when Jesus was teaching his disciples, he talked about the lifestyle of his people.
当他们认识天上的福分, 当他们知道做门徒的特质之后,
when they know of these heavenly blessings, when they know of the character that they should have,
主耶稣就教他们在地上的生活当怎么行。
Then Jesus started telling them how they should live their life on earth.
那在这里有两点, 一个就是远超过善行。
And here it says that it is a lot more than just doing good deeds.
第二个部分的教导就是, 与主同行。
And the second is, we walk together with Christ.
所以呢, 做主的门徒, 行善这件事是非常重要的。
So to be a disciple of Jesus, it is important for us to do good deeds.
这一件事情不能做。
Now if there's something you can't do,
那件事情也不该行。
Something else you should not do.
好像很多的条例我们都应当守。
Just like there's a lot of rules we have to follow.
那这是旧约一个律法的一个光景。
But I tell you, that is from the Old Testament. Now, when Jesus and his disciples are on the mountain, he talked about how it is more than just the law. And he said that I did not come here to abolish the laws and the prophets.
我来不是要废掉,
I'm not here to abolish, but I'm here to fulfill.
所以主耶稣并没有说旧的条例是不好的。
So Jesus never said that the old laws are wrong.
这些行恶行善这些事情我们都要有分别。
For there's indeed good deeds and bad deeds.
可是还有一个更重要一件事情。
But there is one thing that is even more important than doing good deeds.
就是要在主耶稣的爱里面。
Is that we have to do everything in the love of Christ.
因为每一次我们在这个爱里面的时候，我们发现我们远远超过了那行善的标准。
Because when we know that when we walk in this love, then we do a lot better than just following the
rules. 因为当我们愿意与主同行的时候，这些标准已经不在我们的限制之内。
Because whenever we walk with the Lord, we already fulfilled all these needs.
所以在新约的生活里面，做门徒。 是一个有一个新的生命在他们里面长出来。
So that's why in the New Testament, we have this new life that is growing in us.
因着生命的改变，所有的问题好像就能解决。
And then your life will start changing and all the problems will be solved.
如果我们的生命没有改变，我们只是要来追求主的时候。
Now if our life is not changed, we're just blindly following.
我们会发现非常非常的困难。
Then we know that it will become a very difficult task.
太多的局限在我们的生活之中。
There are so many constraints that is bounding us.
可是当我们愿意按着神的教导来行的时候,
But when we are willingly following the teaching of God,
我们发现我们是活在属天生活的光景里面。
Then we know that we are living a heavenly life.
活在一个天国的生活之中。
We live in a life in heaven.
一个门徒想要活在神的国度里面,
Now, if a disciple wants to live in the kingdom of God,
除了旧约的这些律法我们当行之外,
more than the Old Testament that he has to follow,
天国的律例我们更当行出来,
but we also need to follow the commands in heaven.
所以呢,在这些山上的教训里面,我们发现主耶稣基督的标准带出新约的一个条例。
So in the teaching on the mountain, we see that Jesus' New Testament has new requirements. If there's no love among us, then there's nothing we can do. Because these new requirements are too high for us. But thanks to the Lord, because there's the Spirit that is in us, that we can now call ourselves disciples and follow the Lord. And we know that it is no longer because of us and what we can do. But we are carrying out the work of the Spirit that is in us.
所以呢,他希望神的儿女都能够过一个完全的生活,像天父完全一样。
So that's why Jesus wants us to live a complete life just like he did.
那行神所认定的善事,
and to do things that are called righteous by God,
与主同行,
and to walk with Jesus.
那这也让我想到在特会里面,
so that makes me think about in our meeting.
那许多的弟兄姊妹也分享到就是说, 到底怎么样的一个情况是一个复兴的情况?
A lot of brothers share how they think a revival is.
到底怎么样的一个情况是一个荒凉的情况?
What condition is when we are desolated?
那我们参加完特会，到底我们里面是复兴的情况，还是荒凉的情况?
After we return from the summer conference, are we now revived or are we desolated?
我们是不是有与主同行?
Are we walking with our Lord?
我们是不是按着神在山上的教训在地上生活?
Are we following the teachings on the mountain?
主在我们的里面，我们得到复兴。
And when Jesus is in us, then we are revived.
主离开我们，我们就是荒凉。
And when we depart from the Lord, then we are
desolated. 这样的信息非常的好。
And this message is unique.
可是我们要宝贵在我们的里面。
But we have to take a stronghold.
我们要把它行出来。
We have to do it.
那在特会之后,
and after the summer conference,
我们家居弟兄,
Brother Timothy,
家居,
George, Brother George,
那他就跟我们有一些的分享,
he had a sharing with us,
他就说到他要把他的侍奉停下来,
and he said he wants to stop his service,
所以呢,他说他要到别处聚会,
and he also said that he wants to gather at a different place.
弟兄姊妹,这样一件事情我们不能说什么,
brothers and sisters, there's nothing we can say.
可是呢，在这里有一件更重要一件事。
But here, there's one thing that is even more important.
我们做主的门徒，怎么样在这个生活里面实践出做门徒的生活？
That as a disciple, how do we live the life of a disciple?
今天是不是一个弟兄、一个姐妹离开我们，我们觉得没有什么？
Today, should we feel nothing when a brother says that he wants to leave us?
或者我们只是在后面继续讨论他的一切？
Or maybe,We should just gossip about this brother until he leaves.
那我们不做任何的事。
But I tell you, that's not what we should do.
今天教会少一位弟兄，少一位姐妹，如果我们没有任何的负担。
Today, if a brother or a sister leaves us, if we don't feel burdened.
有时候我觉得我们所信的好像就是那么一个在那一个很高的信仰里面。
Then I tell you that we only have a belief.
弟兄姊妹，为什么要把这件事说出来？
Now, brothers and sisters, why am I talking to you about this?
因为当这件事会慢慢不断在教会里面发酵。
Because I know that this particular incident will spread.
那这些年来，我们教会里面一位弟兄这样，一位姐妹这样，一位弟兄这样。
And in many years, there are many occasions when a brother or a sister leave us.
弟兄姊妹，这真的不是一个正常的光景。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you that should not happen.
所以我们在神的家里面
So brothers and sisters, in the house of the Lord,
真的是把这样的一个爱活出来
I tell you that we should carry out this love.
你不要来问我
Don't come ask me.
为什么 George 弟兄要这样
Don't come ask me why George is doing this.
因为我也不明白
Because I don't even know.
今天我们所行的是什么
Today, what are we doing?
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们每一个弟兄姊妹都能够把爱火堆在我们的弟兄身上
Brothers and sisters, I tell you that we should give all our love to ourselves.
你可以做的话，一封 email 给他也可以
To George, if you can send an email to him.
你可以做的话，给他一通电话也可以
If you could, why don't you give him a call?
如果你可以的话，你可以亲自登门造访他也可以
Or if you could, why don't you visit him?
弟兄姊妹，我只是想到就是说，在我这里我没有任何的办法。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you, there's nothing I can do.
可是我还是要跟他讲。
But I will tell him this.
这样的情形对教会主的教会是不合宜的。
When you do this, you are not helping the house of God.
可是我希望我们的弟兄与我们是在一起的。
And I hope that this brother will remain with us.
我甚至祷告主。
And I will pray.
在主的面前思想主。
In front of the Lord, I will pray.
主啊，你就好像带我们弟兄，就好像在那个挪亚在那个大鱼里面一样。
And I will pray to the Lord that please bring this brother just like you bring Noah.
如果可以的话，经历三日的黑暗。
If you're willing, let him experience 3 days of darkness.
可是再一次的时候把他吐出来。
But then after that, split him out.
在教会里面和弟兄姊妹一起生活。
So that he can come back to our church and live with us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们弟兄软弱的时候，我们不讨论他的软弱。
Brothers and sisters, when a brother is in need, we do not talk about his weakness.
可是我们愿意与我们的弟兄同行这一阵子。
But yet, let's help him and support him in this role.
我不知道他能够不在我们聚会中多久。
I don't know how long he is going to be apart from us.
可是弟兄姊妹，这是我们把我们爱表现出来的生活。
But brothers and sisters, it is time for us to show our love.
所以当主耶稣有这一段教训之后
So after Jesus has his teaching,
他跟门徒分享到天上的福分
He talked about the blessings of heaven.
他跟门徒们讲到门徒的特质是什么
He talked about the characters of his disciples.
就讲到生活当如何的时候
And he talked about how we should carry out our lives.
他在这里讲到一个门徒的侍奉
Then at the end, he talked about the service.
门徒的侍奉讲到一个爱慕耶稣的光景。
Now the service mainly is how we show our love to Jesus.
门徒的侍奉也讲到一个侍奉的喜乐。
It also talked about the joy that they will receive after the service.
这个门徒的侍奉特别讲到我们与主连结。
And then when we have a service, how we mingle with the Lord.
其实做门徒的生活是非常自然的。
So I tell you that it is a natural thing for a disciple to live their lives.
可是呢，只有在侍奉的时候
，But it's only doing the service，
是我们需要付上力量的。
Only doing the service that they have to put in effort，
因为我们需要在那里做一个拣选。
It is because at that time you have to make a decision，
我们要选择来侍奉主。
You have to choose to serve，
我们要付上力量。
You have to put in the effort。
因为我们如果只是过一个门徒的生活
Because if we only want to live as a disciple
真的是太享受了
Then there's too much enjoyment
主实在是太享受了
And it is too much enjoyment
每一次我们享受主的时候我们都觉得那么的好
Every time when we enjoy the Lord, we feel fulfilled.
可是今天我们要来侍奉主的时候,
and today when we are called up God to serve,
我们就要做一个选择,
then we have to make a choice.
你知道吗? 鱼活在水里面是非常自然的。
And I tell you, just like a fish living in water,
鸟活在天空也是非常自然的,
just like a bird flying in the sky,
有夜间出来的动物,
there are nighttime animals,
因为他们享受夜间的生活,
because those animals live at night.
在沼泽地也有特别的植物在那里生存,
and then there is also plants that live in special places,
因为那里就是他们生存的一个条件,
because at those special places provide the special circumstances for these plants.
这是自然的生活,
and it is a natural life.
侍奉则不然,
but to service is a different thing.
我们今天要侍奉主,
today, if we want to serve, we have to make a choice.
因为那需要付上代价,
because it comes with effort.
今天有人辱骂我们的时候,
today, when someone comes and insults you, are you willing to take it?
今天有人对我们不公的时候,
today, when you're treated unfairly, are you willing to take it?
我们愿意侍奉主,
if we are willing to serve,
我们就愿意从神那里支取力量,
and we will draw our strength from the Lord.
如果我们不愿意侍奉主,
but yet if we are not willing to serve,
那我们就是这样生活而已,
then we will just live our life.
其实在马戏团的动物,
just like the animals in a circus,
如果他们能选择, 我相信他们还是选择活在这个自然的世界里面,
if those animals get to choose, they probably don't want to perform.
那他们今天受辖制在这个马戏团里面,
but today they are bounded in the circus to serve.
他们必须顺服于那个辖制他们的主人,
and these animals will have to listen to the trainer.
因为他们不顺服的话, 他们就没有办法活在那个马戏团的里面,
because if these animals are not trained, then they can no longer be in the circus.
今天这个世界也是一样,
today it is the same for us in this world.
这个世界辖制在这个一个黑暗掌权的一个世界里面,
this world is constrained and bounded by darkness.
所以非常多的时候,
so at many, many times,
我们受辖制, 受黑暗的辖制, 做他的奴仆,
we are bounded by this darkness and became a slave.
所以今天我们决定要选择侍奉主的时候,
so today when we make a choice to serve,
我们必须从那样的光景里面出到光明的光景里面,
then we have to depart from this darkness and walk into this light.
这是一个选择,
and that is a choice for us to make.
今天我们要侍奉主的时候,
today when we serve our Lord,
我们若不做这样的选择,
if we don't make that choice,
我们发现我们没有办法活在天国的里面,
then you realize that you cannot live in
heaven. 我们不愿意靠着主的话,
if we're not willing to rely on the Lord,
神的爱不在我们的里面,
then we can no longer have the love.
我们的侍奉没办法喜乐,
and then our service will not be enjoyed.
那今天我们到底要选择什么呢?
So today, what is this choice?
在特会的时候,
during a summer conference,
弟兄姊妹都在那里侍奉神,
when brothers and sisters come and serve,
在那里的侍奉,
and it is that service,
神都会暗暗的报答,
God will give you a reward secretly.
当主耶稣和门徒在山上的日子,
so when Jesus brought his disciples on the mountain,
他就在那里告诉门徒说,
it is there that Jesus said,
如果你们暗中禁食的祷告,
he says, if you prayed and fast,
没有让人看见的时候,
when no one knows that you are praying and fasting,
主也要在暗中亲自报答你,
but the Lord will reward you secretly.
当你们献上财宝的时候,
when you are offering,
当你们的心是放在主的身上的时候,
when you are focused on the Lord himself,
你就是积攒财宝在天上,
then you are gathering this treasure in heaven.
神要祝福你,
and God will bless you.
当我们不为着吃穿身体忧虑的时候,
and when we are not worried about what we're going to eat or where we're going to live,
我们在那里侍奉主,
when we are serving with a single mind,
主要在那里祝福我们,
then Jesus will bless you.
所以当我们的心以神的国为念在那里侍奉的时候,
so when we serve with the pure heart of God's kingdom,
你发现神的国就在我们的中间,
then you know that God's kingdom is now in you.
在那里神的祝福就临到我们,
it is at that moment that you will receive your blessing.
在这里我也看到就是在特会里面我们有一个善待人的侍奉,
and here we also see that during the conference that our service is toward people.
实在是我不是一个很会善待人的人,
now I am not someone who is nice to everybody.
可是就在整个的服事里面,
but it is through my service, That I see that how a lot of people that serve with me, they are partaking my weakness.
主动的就来担我的担子,
and they come actively try to help me on my burden.
啊, 虽然我做不到,
so even maybe I can do it.
哎, 我发现弟兄姊妹他们都做得到,
but I see that brothers and sisters are willing to come support.
所以在这样的一个侍奉里面,弟兄姊妹在一起侍奉的时候,喜乐就出来。
So it is at that time I realized that when we serve together, we are in joy.
所以一切的侍奉,当我们连结于主的时候,整个喜乐的经历就出来了。
And when we serve and when we are connected with God, then we are all enjoyed.
在特会之后,
and after the conference,
那有两个弟兄姊妹,
two brother and sister,
就走到我的面前,
they came up to me.
那他们的父母都不在我们的中间,
and their parents are not with us.
为什么我说他们的父母不在我们中间呢?
And why did I mention that their parents are not with them?
因为非常容易辨明的,
because it is easy to tell.
一位是黑人的弟兄,
one is an African brother.
我相信你们没有看到他的父母在那里。
I'm pretty sure you did not see his parents.
一位是白人的姐妹,
and one is a white sister.
我相信你也没有看到他的父母在那里。
And I'm pretty sure that you didn't see her parents.
那这两位弟兄姊妹,
and these two brother and sister,
那在聚会快结束的时候,
before the end of the conference,
他就走到我的面前,
they came up to me.
一位弟兄就想说, 非常谢谢你。
And the brother said, thank you very much.
他说他在这个聚会里面非常非常的享受。
And he said he was enjoying a lot.
他觉得聚会是那么的好。
And he felt that it was great to be in the
presence. 他在聚会里面享受主。
And he enjoyed the presence of the Lord.
那当我在那里收拾的时候,
and when I was cleaning up after,
这姐妹就走到我的面前,
this white sister came up to me.
他就说, 有没有什么需要帮助?
And she said, is there anything I can do to help?
哦, 就说没有。
And I said, no.
然后当她要离开的时候,
and just before she left,
她就说谢谢你。
And she also said, thank you.
她说她在聚会里面, 她感觉到聚会非常的好。
And she said, during the meeting, she felt the presence.
那我就说感谢主。
And I said, praise the Lord.
那这两位弟兄, 那两位姐妹,
and these two brother and sisters,
一面他们在聚会里面,
on one hand, they have already received the blessing from the Lord.
可是另外一面,
and on the other hand, they gave me a testimony.
就是神在他们的身上有那样光和盐的一个,
the testimony of how they are the light and the salt of this world.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, I'm not saying that I am thankful.
我只是在我们的弟兄姐妹的身上看见那样一个侍奉主的人的心。
But all I'm saying is that I could tell that they want to serve the Lord.
因为主在他们的里面。
Because the Lord is in them.
他们的侍奉就是与主有连结的。
And whatever they do, their service is a bind with the Lord.
所以主耶稣在山上与门徒讲话的时候,
so that's why when Jesus was talking to his disciples on the mountain,
众人也渐渐地聚集到主耶稣的面前,
a crowd started to form.
主就向他们分享了三个例子。
And then the Lord shared with them three examples.
说明做门徒应当和主怎么样的连结。
And he tells them detailedly how a disciple can mingle with the Lord.
第一个例子就是有两条道路。
The first example is that there are two paths.
有宽的路,有窄的路。
There is a wide path and there is a narrow path.
第二个是就是有两种的果树。
And then the second example is that there are two different types of trees of fruit.
吉梨或是葡萄树。
A grape tree and the other tree.
荆棘或是无花果树。
A fig tree or fronds.
第三个例子就是有两种的根基。
And then the third example is that there are two different foundations.
一个是沙土,一个是磐石。
A foundation that is built on sand or a foundation that is built on rock.
所以在这里做门徒的侍奉有一个非常要紧的事。
So that's why to be a disciple, there is one important thing.
就是要选择与主连结。
Is that you first have to choose to be connected to the Lord.
我们要选择走主的窄门。
You have to choose to walk this narrow path.
在我们的身上要结出葡萄与无花果的果子。
And to be the tree that bears fruits of grace and faith.
叫人能够看见。
So that people can tell.
在暗地里面。
And secretly.
我们要把根建造在这个磐石上面。
Secretly, we could only form our foundations on the rock.
所以什么是侍奉?
So what is to serve?
走一个窄路是侍奉。
When you choose to walk on this narrow path, you serve.
在生活里面结出果子是侍奉。
When you bear fruit, you serve.
在暗地里面我们深根建造在主耶稣的磐石上是侍奉。
When you build your foundations on this rock, then you serve.
好，就想到当我们在台湾的时候。
Then I thought about when I was in Taiwan.
那我父亲呢是在教会当牧师。
That my father was a minister.
那在我们的教堂里面呢就有一个附属的幼稚园。
And then in our church, we had a kindergarten.
其实这件事情你可以从两面来做思想。
And here, you could see this in two different perspectives.
如果你从一个经营管理赚钱的角度。
If you are taking on the perspectives of how you can make money out of it.
哎呀你可以说这个传道人太爱世俗了。
Then you could say that this minister wants to make money.
信心不够。
And he is without faith.
不专心仰望主。
And he did not focus solely on the Lord.
可是从另外一面来看的时候。
But now, if you look at this on a different hand,
如果你看到许多幼稚园的学生得到福音。
You can see that a lot of these kindergarteners, they get to meet the Lord.
你看到他们的家长信主认识主。
You get to see how the parents are now taught to the Lord.
你就知道那样的一个侍奉是一个宣教的侍奉。
Then you can see that having a kindergarten is a part of the ministry.
那有一对宣教士他们养牛养马。
Now there is a pair of minister couples, they have horses and cows.
养了之后呢就送给附近的回教徒。
And after they have these horses and cows, they'll give it to the Muslim.
就跟他讲你好好的养。
And they'll tell them, feed them and make them.
生下来的孩子都归于你。
And whatever child these horses and cows have, they belong to you.
有了这个孩子之后，你把这只牛、这只羊再还给我们。
And after you get the young children from the cows and the horses, then give me back the original cows.
也是两面的思想。
Now if you look at it in both ways,
宣教士，你不好好的传福音，你去养牛养马做什么？
You could say that as a minister, why are you spending time feeding these cows and horses?
花那么多的时间做这些事做什么？
Why are you putting in so much effort for this useless thing?
可是当另外一面你发现到当这对宣教士跟这些回教徒有一个好的关系的时候。
But now on the other hand, if you see that how a minister could build a relationship with this Muslim,
福音进到他们的里面，福音的果子就结出来。
How through this little thing we could pass on the gospel to these Muslims.
当你今天硬要传福音进去的时候，
Today if you try to forcefully preach them the gospel,
你发现没有门路。
Then you will see that the Muslim will not listen.
可是当你与主连接的时候，主给我们智慧的时候，
But now if you're connected to the Lord when it comes with wisdom,
那这样福音的管道就建立起来。
Then maybe through this special path, the gospel can be preached.
今天我们做门徒到底是在侍奉主还是在利用主？
Today, as the disciples, are we preaching the Lord or are we just using the Lord?
其实这两者的分界是很难很难明白的。
And I tell you that it is a very thin line between the two.
所以我们不要轻易的论断。
So I tell you, don't judge easily.
究竟这个人是在侍奉主还是在利用主？
Is this person using the Lord or is this person serving the Lord?
有时候我们看得出来。
Or sometimes we may be able to tell.
是有时候我们真的看不出来。
But a lot of times we can't.
所以论断的事就交给神去处理。
So let God be the only judge.
因为我们所信的神是真神。
If this is the true Lord that we believe in,
他必在一切的事上做主掌权。
Then he will take sovereignty over all things.
所以做主门徒的侍奉结果。
So the fruit of being a disciple.
有看得见的一面，
there are fruits that can be told,
也有在深处的一面，
there are fruits that are born in secret.
看得见的一面就是结出好果子。
Now when we bear good fruit, then everyone can see.
看不见的一面就是生根建造在这磐石上。
But on the other hand, we could also bear fruit underground when we get a hold of the rock.
所以我们来读这一段的经文，在马太福音第七章二十四到二十五节。
Matthew 724-25.
我们一起来读这段的经文。
Together.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。 Brothers and
sisters, we know that our Lord is our rock.
主耶稣就告诉他的门徒,
so Jesus told his disciples,
你们今天听了我的话,
today, after you hear these words,
你们要做一个聪明的人,
and you have to act as a wise man, and build your house on this rock, and build on this teacher.
所以当水来的时候,
so when the rain fell,
当有逼迫来的时候,
when the floods came,
当风吹过来的时候,
when the winds blew,
当遭受杀害的时候,
and when everything is slammed against this house,
你们都不要惧怕,
and this house will not fall,
因为你们的根基是立在这个磐石上,
because this house is founded on the rock,
好像上面的都不见了,
just like the top could completely be gone,
可是下面的稳稳地立在主耶稣的磐石上,
yet it is rooted on the rock.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当我们看到马太福音第八章第一节到第四节的时候,
when we read Matthew chapter 8, 1 through 4,
我们一起来读这段的经文,
together let's read.
耶稣下了山,有许多人跟着他, 有一个长大麻风的来拜他说, 主若肯, 必能叫我洁净了。 耶稣伸手摸他说, 我肯, 你洁净了吧, 他的大麻风立刻就洁净了。 耶稣对他说, 你也不可告诉人, 只要是把身体给祭司查看, 献上摩西所吩咐的礼物, 对众人做证据。 弟兄姊妹,当主耶稣下了山之后,
brothers and sisters, after Jesus came down from the mountain,
他带着能力下去,
he brought with him power.
他在那里施行, 继续施行医治,
and he continued to heal.
他让门徒看到,
and he let his disciples see,
他是那有权柄的人,
that he is with might.
他可以施行医治,
that he can heal.
所以当主耶稣离开的时候,
so after Jesus went down from the mountain,
他也把这样的权柄交给了门徒,
he also gave his power to his disciples.
所以今天主同样把这样的权柄也交给相信他的人,
so today Jesus has his power ready for whoever is faithful.
在第四节这里讲到,
in verse 4 it says,
主耶稣对这个大麻风说, 你且不可告诉人,
and Jesus said to this leper and said, see that you tell no one,
只要去把身体给祭司查看,
but go show yourself to the priest,
献上摩西所吩咐的礼物,
and present the offering that Moses commanded,
对众人做证据,
as a testimony.
所以主耶稣基督在这里,
so here Jesus is still following the command of the Old Testament.
因为他知道在这样的一个情形之下, 他这个长大麻风的必须先去把这样的一件事情做成,
because Jesus knows that as a leper, even though now after he is healed, he still has to follow the commands and
orders. 主耶稣他没有跳过这样一个律法上的规定,
Jesus didn't try to skip through the commands.
所以他叫这个人去给祭司查看,
so that's why Jesus asked this leper to show himself to the priest,
叫这个人在按照摩西所吩咐的献上他的礼物,
so that he can offer according to Moses' command.
当他在众人面前做证据的时候,
and when he come out to be a testimony,
出去了就是一个不一样的人,
then after he go out, he is now a different man.
他不需要告诉别人,
and he doesn't need to just say it,
我的大麻风好了,
to say to people that my leprosy is gone.
当他走出去之后,
but when he walked out,
众人都知道他的大麻风好了,
people can see and tell immediately that his leprosy is gone.
希望今天这样的见证也坐在我们的教会里面,
and today I hope that we share the same testimony.
当我们走出去的时候,
when we walk out of this house,
啊, 人家看到我们身上的光,
when people see us shining of light,
人家感受到我们那个盐分的调和,
and when people see the taste of our salt,
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们的侍奉,
then brothers and sisters, that's when we serve.
我们来唱诗歌425首,
let's sing Psalm 425 again.